from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So you said on your podcast that you feel like Kellen is helping Jalen become a smarter player, especially at the line of scrimmage. In what ways are you seeing?
Just letting him take full control of offense. Like you've seen that down the field, you can just see him in the 2-minute making the calls, reading hot checks. I know he's seeing the blitz way better than he ever did, you know, because we got guys that can make plays and explosive, because we have great O-line that can kind of pick up anything. But now they trust Hurts to, you know, make plays on his own with his without just using his feet, using his mind, and beating the defense himself. So that's why I see an improvement in Hurts, is that the fact that Kellen got him, you know, picking up blitzes real nice.
You know what's interesting about that cut from Darius Slay? Welcome back to the Midday
Show.
What's
that, the positivity?
Well, there was some positivity. That was during camp. But you notice what he said? And I don't know if we picked up on it in the moment, but now after what Jalen said yesterday, he said now they have him picking up blitzes by himself. Like, almost alluding to the idea that they didn't have him do that before. This wasn't his responsibility last year. This was somebody else's. Now Jalen Hurts gets to do it, and we get to watch it play out next Friday night. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute here. We have this prize to give away. By the way, a second prize today. We have a 4-pack of tickets, the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show, Golden Nugget Casino and Hotel, September 5th through the 8th. About 20 minutes from now, I'll tell you how you win that prize. So a lot going on here. And Hugh, earlier this week, ESPN wrote this article. They surveyed 103 players, and they asked them about the quarterback rankings right around the NFL, and then they asked them different questions about the current state of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the voting for the most overrated quarterback in the NFL?
Who's the Don't tell me.
So here are the votes.
Well, I mean, you're going to tell me.
Jalen Hurts was voted the second most overrated quarterback in the NFL. Josh Allen was actually voted the most overrated quarterback.
I was curious to hear who thought was the most overrated.
I thought they were about to say Patrick Mahomes, because, you know, these cats be, you know, some of these players be on some other stuff.
He didn't get a single vote. Let me tell you who the top vote getters were. Allen got the most votes. Hurts and Tua got the second most votes. Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy also got votes here. Hugh, what's your reaction to that? The most overrated quarterback, Jalen Hurts, gets the second most votes.
You know what's funny? Josh Allen, for what he's been in the NFL, I can see that one. I can see that one a little bit more than Hurts. And I also see the Hurts ones because people are talking about the talent that he has around him, and Tua, for that matter. Because Tua was on his way out of the league before they went and got Tyreek Hill. That's a fact. He was on his way out, so much so that they were trying to get Tom Brady down there. Man, listen, it's hard to find. Everybody ain't Tom Brady. Everybody ain't Patrick Mahomes. Those guys are once-in-a-lifetime, generational talents, in my opinion. I had a chance to talk to Scott Pioli a few years ago, and we were basically talking about quarterback play. And I remember him saying something to the effect like, hey, man, Tom Brady's different. You know, I'm ad-libbing because this was a while ago. But he also said to me, you can win a Super Bowl with guys. If you get the right guy, you can still win a Super Bowl. I think a lot of times, especially at that position, the bar is raised so high for dudes that do phenomenal things. Then we take away the fact that, number one, it's hard to play the position, and everybody's not going to be phenomenal at that position. Hell, who was the quarterback for the Chicago Bears the year they went to the Super Bowl?
Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman went to the Super Bowl. Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Hell, Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl. When you look at all of the quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, all of them aren't Hall of Fame bona fide ballers like that. They were in great situations. everybody like Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, guys like that, Aaron Rodgers. There, when you look at all of those guys, we had a nice run of young quarterbacks back then. It's a tough position to play, especially now since the game has evolved so much. So, I mean, come on, guys. Y'all got to – like, that antiquated way of thinking, man, is what kind of gets me a little bit. You got to be a little bit more progressive in your thinking.
I've actually come around on the Josh Allen thing. I don't think he's underrated. I mean, I don't think he's overrated. Josh Allen's really good.
He's a – you know what it is for me with Josh Allen? Because initially I was like, man, he's going to get hurt.
He doesn't,
like the way
though.
That he plays.
He doesn't.
He doesn't, Joe. And – His ability to throw, he has a strong arm. He had a little bit of issue with the touch in the past, but his ability to throw the ball and be physical at the same time, he's formidable.
He's a tremendous player. I question these players that are voting on these things. They voted Tyreek Hill the best player in the NFL a couple weeks ago. It's obviously not Tyreek Hill. It's Patrick Mahomes. And Josh Allen, I know we're talking about Jalen, but Josh Allen has averaged in the last 4 years 45 touchdowns per season and nearly 5,000 yards of offense.
Man,
that guy's overrated?
Nah.
But you know what it is?
You know what it is, too? I think a lot of guys, they get mad at some of the love that people get.
So there's a quote in here about, I think you're right about that, and especially if you have good teammates. This was the quote an NFC East player said about Jalen Hurts. How hard is it to throw jump balls to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? It's basically taken away how good Jalen has been because he's got good players around him.
I think that's stupid.
Do we think that was Micah Parsons, by the way? It said it was from an NFC East player. It sounds like Micah.
But these players,
that's a Micah
nowadays,
comment.
There's a lot of hating going on with a lot of people that hate on other folks. I don't like to use that word, but it's true. Like, you listen to – I take everything that I hear other people say about people with a grain of salt. Normally, it's – when I'm talking, especially – talking to some of my old teammates, when I hear them speak about certain individuals, I just kind of sit back and listen. Because you know that a lot of times it's rooted in something a little bit more than just what's on the surface. So, you know, you give them grace and you let them say what they're going to say. It's the same thing with NFL players, man, especially nowadays.
You know who I would vote as the most overrated quarterback in the NFL? Trevor Lawrence. I've been told Deshaun Watson. Yeah, that's a good vote. He stinks lately.
He got, but if I'm other quarterbacks, I bit creepy. And on some level, I give him props because he kind of got this whole thing started for quarterbacks getting the kind of money that they got.
So he got them all overpaid?
Yes, he got them all overpaid. So y'all owe Big Creepy a favor, even though he creepy to the mug.
Watson stinks lately. And Trevor Lawrence, everyone tells me he's great. He's not great. His numbers look like Daniel Jones's numbers. Kyle, what do you make of the voting there? Allen, Hurts, the most overrated quarterbacks.
I think so. Where the Hurts one, I think, comes from is people. I think players might have a perception of how Hurts is viewed by fans that might be a little bit different from how he actually is viewed. Like, I don't know. We all think consensus of Jalen Hurts is he might be top 10. I think some players have the idea that he might be like top 3. In people's minds.
And he's not really
And he's
that.
Not. The Josh Allen one, I think I understand just because he's viewed as like maybe like 2A, 2B along with Burrow.
But isn't he?
I mean, maybe not. Like, he turns the ball over a ton.
He does.
And he doesn't really win deep in the postseason.
That's because he kind of falls short.
Sure. Yeah. But, like, I mean, Joe Burrow's beaten Patrick Mahomes.
But Joe Burrow can't stay healthy.
Yeah, but he also doesn't turn the ball over as much as Josh Allen.
I
don't know. Like, I'm going off of where I think their mind is on Josh Allen.
Yeah, like, these NFL players, I think this is the problem. Those guys, do football players know anything about football? I'm not sure anymore.
No, they don't.
I'm not sure.
It's different because there's a lot of, you know. Everybody wants to be that guy that's talked about on SportsCenter.
A little jealousy involved?
I would say so.
That could be.
They did get one right, though.
What did they get right?
One of the guys' most overrated quarterback in football is Brock Purdy.
Oh, there it is.
It's not even close.
And what do all of those guys have in common?
At least he actually produces.
Those guys that they say are overrated were playoff contenders a year ago. Like, think about that. They were all in the playoffs. Like, Brock,
Allen,
Josh,
Jalen, Tua.
Yeah. They're all play. Like, everybody can't be Tom Brady, man.
Or Mahomes.
Everybody can't be that.
Yeah, when one guy wins all the championships, anyone else you think is really good, by almost by accident, you have to say some people will call them overrated because they don't win.
And the bar, like I said again, the bar for quarterbacks is so high, even in fans' eyes. If you're like Tom Brady and those guys who set the bar so high, if you're not considered a Hall of Fame quarterback, you're a bum.
Well, that's
bottom line.
That's the Josh Allen thing.
Yeah.
If not for Mahomes, Josh Allen has made a Super Bowl already, I would think. And he hasn't because Mahomes keeps knocking him out. 2-1.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying there's some good quarterbacks. Some quarterbacks out there have some pretty damn good careers. But yeah, if you're not that guy, you're a bum.
I'm kind of surprised Lamar didn't get any votes. Lamar's obviously good. He's won two MVPs, but he's been terrible in the playoffs.
Yeah. Because Lamar probably, people have a little bit more respect for Lamar. Lamar probably skews a little bit more like one of the guys. Like, when I think about quarterbacks, for the most part, and I think most players think like this, Joe, they're real standoffish. They're individuals. Lamar skews to me like he's one of the guys. More so, like, Lamar skews to me like I thought Jalen was when I first got here. You know, working out with the guys and stuff. Now, I don't know Lamar. But on the outside looking in, he skews to me like he's more like that.
If you could, if you didn't have a quarterback and you could have Lamar or Josh Allen, who would you take?
Between the two?
I would take Allen.
I'm taking Lamar.
I think Allen's played better in
the playoffs.
I'd probably
take Allen too, yeah.
You know why I'm taking Lamar? It's because, and this is, I'm going to tell you right now, this is personal. Because when I read this story, I was just like, why the hell they doing that for him? His linemen, instead of him buying them gifts, they bought him a gift.
The Josh Allen?
They bought him an ATV.
You know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't take sacks, so he makes them look better.
I don't care. He make way more money than I do. You need to be buying me gifts.
Always comes back to money.
Yeah, for me, yes. I said it was personal. I didn't lie.
I like that idea.
I didn't lie.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Art is up on WIP. Hey, Art.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on,
What's
man?
Up, Art?
Hey, I want to send a message to the Eagles, first of all. I was born in Brazil. They have nothing to worry about. In Sao Paulo, it's not like Rio. Rio is really where the crime is and all that stuff. So send a message to them. Nothing to worry about in Sao Paulo.
All right. Well,
when's the last time you've been in Brazil, Art?
I was born in Sao Paulo myself. Actually.
Okay, so when was the last time you've been there?
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been changed, dog. It's a little different now. A little different.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little different. The way I haven't been there myself personally, but from all the stories I read and all the warnings and stuff that they're telling people to do, it is a little different now.
So you think we're overdoing this, Art? It's not as worrisome?
Yeah, so Rio has the favelas. It's called favelas, like the hood up in the mountains, and all the ghetto people live up there. And they come down, and they actually go to the beaches and steal people, like they stole my towel on the beach in Rio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, I mean, you're talking crazy stuff.
They stole your towel, dog.
Yeah, I don't think they're worried about towels. But, yeah, if towel's the worst, then they get stolen next week.
Hold on, dog. They stole your towel. You was okay with that?
It's just a towel. I mean, you can have a towel.
I don't care if it was a comb. Don't steal nothing from me.
No, I'm not saying it's all right. I'm just saying on the scale of things being stolen, a towel, like, you can get through that.
Isn't that crazy? But that's what they do. But anyway, I was calling about the Phillies. I'm back on the wagon, man. Now that Alvarado and Walker are gone, I'm back on the wagon. And I actually have some advice for Schwarber, if I can give some advice to him, if he's listening.
Go ahead.
Please do not take the first pitch. Every single bat, he 99% of the time takes the first pitch, and usually he's right down the pipe. So if you can, you know, take a look at it and hit it, because he only gets 3 strikes.
Yeah.
Know?
So Art, I wouldn't mind if he ambushed the first pitch every now and again. If he, you know, if they're especially just laying a cookie over there,
he does it a lot.
But I think I like his approach. And Art, we appreciate the phone call. I understand Art's point. If they're just throwing it over the middle and you could slam one for a home run, go for it. But he likes to take pitches. He works deep counts. It's why he walks so much, right? It's why he's always on base, because he rarely does swing at the first pitch. Hugh, I get what he's saying, but Schwarber has a system that has worked for him. It's why he always walks 100 times a year. He doesn't swing at the first pitch very often.
Yeah, man. And Schwarber, a lot of times when he does ambush that first pitch, it gets the party started
it does.
Early.
It does. And once in a while, if you know they're throwing a cookie over and you just crush it, that is fun. But I his approach is not going to change that much. Ken and Cinnaminson wants to weigh in on the Brazil stuff. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
Hey, Ken.
Before I get to Jalen, which I want to do, I used to have to go to Sao Paulo for business, you know, a few times a year. And people who think they're going down there to a tropical paradise to watch an Eagles game are sadly mistaken, and they just need to be careful. I mean, I understand what Art's saying, but, you know, Art might be a little biased. He was born there. You know, I had to write executive protection plans for our C-suite people that were relocating there at the time. Sao Paulo was statistically the murder capital of the world. It's not the murder capital of the world anymore, but for all the Eagles fans that are going down there in particular, I don't care about Packers fans. But if you're walking around with your phone in your hand, you might as well just hang a sign around your neck that says, rob me. And, you know.
It sounds like the players have gotten this message too, Ken.
Wait a minute. Ken, I'm curious. Why is it with the phone? Because they feel you got money?
Well, yeah, there's a thing down there. I don't want to get too deep into this because I do want to get to Jalen, but there's a phenomenon down in that part of the world in general called express kidnapping, where, you know, these guys just kind of roam around, and if they identify you as somebody who they think might have some access to money, they will stuff you in a car and they will drive you around to ATM machines until the ATM machine will no longer give you cash, and then they will just dump you wherever you are and you're on your own. So it's not a tropical paradise. So,
it does not sound like one. Yeah. All right, Ken. What are you thinking on Jalen? What would you make of those comments yesterday?
I can't even express how much I hate it. And look, he's had everybody fooled around here. This is obvious. This whole persona of, you know, Jalen the character guy, Jalen the leader. It is obvious from the body of work from Jalen Hurts' own mouth that what Jalen Hurts is the excuse guy. And the next time Jalen Hurts takes accountability for anything will be the first time Jalen Hurts takes accountability for anything. And I will say this. I'm sure the Eagles, just like we heard, you know, kind of through the grapevine, that after the Nick comments earlier in the spring, that they had a kind of a conversation with, hey, we didn't like the way that came across. That's not the first time they've had to do that. I'm sure they're going to have another conversation about this with them. Like, hey, you got to realize how this comes across. He goes out and turns the football over again 20 times this year, and he's the 21st ranked passer in the NFL. They're going to start to ask themselves whether or not keeping that guy around is worth having to have these conversations with him all the time about how this stuff is perceived. And he is not the character guy that everybody thinks he is. He all I hear from him is excuses, and I hate it.
Ken, when you say all that, what I think about is when Aaron Rodgers was a four-time MVP and a great player, the fact that he was very prickly and didn't take accountability and it was everyone else's fault, they dealt with it in Green Bay. But the minute he dropped off, which was about 3 years ago, they got him right out of there, Ken. I think what you're saying is right. If he doesn't play to a top 10 level, then this other stuff is a headache.
And, you know, I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, which is where my food selection is going to come from, by the way, but I can tell you that Packers fans could not wait to get rid of Aaron Rodgers by the end for exactly that reason.
All right, Ken, Wisconsin, you got my interest piqued here. What's the food?
So I know people around here think they've had brats before bratwurst, but if you've not had an actual handmade brat from Wisconsin, there's all kinds of different brats. I have a couple of frozen cheesesteak brats in my refrigerator. You boil them in beer until they're nice and until they're gray, basically. Then you throw them on the grill and grill them up to get them nice and crisp. And you put that on a hard roll with some mustard, maybe a little bit of sauerkraut. Man, that is nothing like it.
A real deal, authentic brat. Good one, Ken. You ever bratwurst, Hugh? Wisconsin brat?
Mm-mm.
I've had bratwurst, but I'm not.
Handmade brats, yeah.
Yeah, not a Wisconsin,
tasty.
Authentic one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty tasty.
That's
though.
A good one. All right, let's grab Barbara, Egg Harbor there. What's up, Barbara?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Barbara. Hey, how Barbara. You doing today?
I'm thinking of your waistline, Hugh.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, when I have my good food.
Well, thank
because
you.
Everybody's giving you all this stuff that's going to just.
I blow up like a tick. Yeah, I can't have.
We can't have Hugh like a tick during football season.
No, we want him nice and svelte like he wants to be. So I want you to try prickly pear cactus jelly.
Prickly pear cactus jelly. All right. Now, is this like what kind of taste we get in here? Is this sweet? Is this a little bitter? What's the taste like?
It could be a little Asian. It's mainly out in Arizona, New Mexico. It's so good. And it is from the prickly pear cactus.
Yeah,
it's
I'm seeing the prickly pear. Yeah. I'm looking at the cactus.
Now, is this the kind of thing you put on food, or is this like a substitution for like a jelly you'd put on like a peanut butter? And like, how do you use this?
It can be both. It can be a jelly on a sandwich. You can use it as a marinade on pork or chicken. Ooh. It is really tasty, and it's just different.
It's my favorite really name of any food we've gotten so far.
They got it at Bucky's.
They have it at Bucky's.
They got it at Bucky's, but Bucky's is so far away.
No big deal.
Wait a minute. You're going through Virginia, Kyle.
Kyle, pick up Houston prickly pear cactus.
You might stop by Bucky's. Wait a minute. I got to figure out what Bucky's.
And you know what? There's Amazon. You can get it from Amazon.
Oh, it's on Amazon? All right, Barbara, I like that one.
I'm not stopping it.
I kind of want Kyle to go to Bucky's now.
I think I might order this on Amazon right now. All right, Barbara, what are your feeling on the Phillies here? You trust them again?
You know what? I'm getting there again. I'm getting there. I just still worry about our main guys. You know, they're just not doing what they should be doing. And I'm thrilled that the bottom of the line is doing well, but I don't know. I want Schwarber and Harper and Turner to do better, you know?
They're going to need them in October, Barbara. There's no question. If they're going to go where they need to go in October, they need those guys. Barbara, that's a good call, and we wrote your name down here. This is a good answer. Barbara, we appreciate it. I might order this right now. So prickly pear cactus jelly on Amazon?
I'm going to see if I can find a Bucky's close to where Kyle's going. I think Kyle needs to experience Bucky's.
So do you not? You just want Kyle to pick up the stuff for you this weekend?
I'm just saying. I just want him to go to Bucky's. I just want him to go.
Yeah, but he could go to Bucky's and not pick up the prickly pear cactus jelly.
Yeah, he could do that when he's there. Could be a mean Kyle.
He was trying to send you on an adventure.
I'm not being mean. I'm being lazy.
Quit being lazy.
This guy
Kyle.
Has a weekend plan. He can't be just jumping off the route to go to Bucky's for you.
No, I don't think. I don't think it's one close enough to him.
All right, well, I got Amazon pulled up here. I might grab this. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Friday. Let's grab Jacob in Cherry Hill quickly. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, not much. Hey, Hugh, real quick, I'll give you a heads up. Bucky's is 561 miles south of exit 5 on the Jersey Turnpike, which is the Mount Holly exit.
Oh, that's not that far, Hugh. Let's take a trip.
500 miles?
Yeah. So, 561 is Bucky's. There's a billboard right at exit 5 on the Jersey Pike heading north.
Yeah, that's what they do, man. Yeah, that's what they do with Bucky's. They're way out, and they'll tell you how far you are from one. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're going north on a pike, and you see a billboard that says Bucky's 561 miles with a U-turn sign. You're like, what? But listen, real quick, Hugh, I heard what you said in regards to letting people speak about players because it's coming from that person's perspective, and you're a former player, so on, and I respect that. But I want your honest opinion on this because Jalen struck a nerve with me so bad. And that last caller, Ken, before the lady, is right. And I think he feels the same way I do. He's a little bit more diplomatic in how he's going to lay it out than I am. I'm so aggravated with this guy. The tone of his voice yesterday, and what he said about the opportunity now because I was trying to do something but I couldn't because I was told not to, blah, blah. Listen, dude. We've been hearing excuses all the time. You got the world by the cojones right now. It's your show, brother. It's all you. We support you. We love you. When you get on the mic, man, you talk like your dog just got cracked on 95. I mean, dude, it's a telethon for the Eagles. I mean, you should be not have a day with Jalen at NovaCare. Go to a wake, but not with Jalen. I mean, it's like, woe is me. We're going to try. We'll see. I mean, Darius Slay's personality, the way he spoke, and you could tell in his voice coming off your break, he's upbeat. I need a freaking pulse here, dude. I mean, I don't want to know the playbook.
Yeah, Jacob, you know his energy yesterday, I agree. It's a radiothon, and it's a great cause to raise money for an important thing. And look, I think we all appreciate that he joined and he helped sell his experience because that raised a lot of money, and that's awesome. But I agree with you, Jacob. You almost got to give him a sip of coffee or espresso before he hops on the phone yesterday.
Well, I agree. And listen, we're behind you, dude. We're not against you. The whole city, Delco, everywhere, New South Jersey. we're all supporting you. We're on your side, brother. We love you. You're the quarterback of the team. And oh, by the way, if you do make it to the bowl, that's the last time we played there is when Jaworski, we played the Raiders.
That's right. And Jacob, that you're right about this. Everyone is behind him. We all want him to be a great quarterback, and he can be. But I agree. Right, Jacob, quickly, give us a food we should try. What do you got?
I tell you, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I spent a lot of time there. Did a lot of fishing down there. It's simple. Hugh's probably had it. Fried okra. It's really good.
You know what? I just had okra for lunch.
I don't like the slime. You know what it is? I don't like the sliminess of okra anymore.
Well, if you fry it, though, some of that slime. Jacob, I like that one. I'm a big okra guy. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. I'll update you on the Phillies' magic number. Where is it today? We also need to see if Hugh is willing to relent on a couple things with the Phillies. I mean, it's... Well, I mean, you may be rethinking on this break.
We're
all right,
spoil it.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls coming up next. And, of course, we got another great prize for you here. We have a four-pack of tickets here to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th through the 8th. Caller number 4 right now, 215-988-1258. Caller number 4, 215-988-1258. Wins those tickets right now on the Midday Show.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.